more than 150 frontline sergeants and inspectors are attending the three-day annual conference of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors in Salt Hill in Galway. One of those is the Kerry branch representative, Sergeant Adrian Brennan, is with me on the line. Sergeant Brennan, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. This conference is timely. You have a number of different issues. I know rostering in particular is a big issue and a big problem. Where do things stand for you on the new Garda roster and this attempt, this long attempt now, to resolve the issue with the Garda Commissioner?
Yes. Well, I suppose we're still in limbo with it. We don't know after September 2023, we don't know what roster we will be working. So the current roster is only extended until then. And obviously a lot of the members would have uncertainty about their working hours and work-life balance. So we need a resolution to this long-running issue sooner rather than later, Jerry, you know.
It seems like the Garda Commissioner is a fairly fixed position, wants to refer to the WRC, but what are your issues with it? Is it putting too much pressure on individual managers, like the ER sergeant and inspectors, to manage your staff through a lengthy rostering period, or what's the situation?
Well, the situation is that we have a roster since 2012, which is the 6-on-4-off roster, and at the start of COVID restrictions, we went to 4-on-4-off 12-hour shift roster, and that was supposed to be a temporary roster throughout COVID. Then we went into negotiations with the Garda Commissioner and other red bodies on developing a new roster for which has to take into account policing requirements and work-life balance for the members working the roster. What happened then was Mr. John McHugh issued proposals on a roster, and there was a huge disparity between core units which have been working 4-on-4-off and then non-core units which have been working a combination of 6 days with 2 days off, then 7 days with 2 days off, and then another 7 days with 3 days off. And it worked out that those members on the non-core would be working an extra 47 days in the year. Now this was unacceptable to our members, and AGSI balloted all their members on it, and we rejected that proposal, the McHugh proposal, by 5% against. So what has happened then is we have gone into a process of what's called conciliation, where that's where both parties are at the table, and it's chaired by a woman called Anna Perry, who works in the WRC, and she's trying to come to a conclusion and to resolve the matter. And now AGSI have moved. We've moved from a position, and we've put forward our solutions and our compromise to it. But it seems that the Garda Commissioner has not done that, and he wants to bring the matter to the WRC.
Okay, now, that's we're disappointed with that.
We're saying that we haven't exhausted all avenues with the conciliation process under the chair of Anna Perry, and we're looking for him to come back into that, complete the process, and see where that goes.
Okay. Now, the Minister for Justice, the temporary Minister for Justice standing in at the moment is Simon Harris. He spoke to conference yesterday. Yeah. He talked about a number of things. He promised to get tough on gangland crime and changes coming to the way CAB deals with assets and things like that. No doubt that's welcomed. Yeah. He also said nobody has the right to assault you, attack you, or ram your Garda vehicle. Irish people will not tolerate attacks on Gardaí, and neither will I. These people will face the full rigours of the law and bring forward new legislation with a max sentence of 12 years. That's something that you welcome?
It is, and it's not just Gardaí, it's all frontline staff, ambulance personnel, fire personnel, nurses, doctors, anyone dealing with the public in a frontline service. So it's not just the Gardaí, but yes, we do, we definitely welcome that. We've had a number of high profile incidents in the last number of years, and I think it's time action was taken in that area.
Recruitment scheme or recruitment drive being undertaken by Gardaí, I know you've probably seen numbers leave the force in recent times. Is that one of the reasons, or is it a combination of things? I know the issue of pay is down one of your motions today, the rostering, the shift work involved in the Gardaí Síochána as to why the force is struggling at the moment to attract new entrants.
I think it's a number of factors. Yes, the pay, the pension for anyone who joins now is far less than what it once was, and the terms and conditions there are not desirable to people anymore. So then people, I suppose younger people, they're getting degrees and they're getting qualified and they're getting experience, and you know, they realise that there's better options out there in the private sector or other sectors in the public service. So, and they're not afraid to just say enough is enough, I'm not putting up with this anymore, and they're moving on. And okay. You know, who can blame them?
Something that needs to be developed in relation to that. Look, finally, Adrian, anything specific to Kerry that you'd like to see in terms of, I suppose, how things could be organised better for the Gardaí?
Well, we're having a discussion here now about the op model, which has been implemented in Kerry, and it's fully implemented now in Kerry, and we're seeing a few teething problems with it, which we're trying to resolve. And
what's the op model?
The op model is a new way of you might remember that before the Kerry division was split into the Clarny district.
Oh yes, the reorganisation of the divisions.
So now all we have is community policing hubs, and we have a crime hub, we have a pharmacy assurance hub, and we have a business services hub. So we're divided now along those lines. So now there's one superintendent over the community policing hub, whereas in the past there would have been three superintendents. There would have been one in the Stowell, one in Tralee, and one in Killarney. So it has been a big sea change for us, and it does require to get used to the new way of doing it, but I see teething problems, and it's interesting to hear other divisions talk about how the model has been implemented there, and it doesn't seem to be implemented consistently across the country, which is what it's required to be done, you know.
Okay, so. Something you'd like to see addressed, definitely. Adrian, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
Thanks very much, Joe. Thank you.